got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. And happy White History Month. July is White History Month. We do want to hear your White History moment, your White History heroes. Celebrating. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And I do have a brand new biblical question that I'll get to in a minute, all right? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, you can to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson. buymeacoffee.com/JLP or JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? JLP Talk. JLPTalk.com. Buy me a coffee is buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And if you got to run around, you can still listen to the show as it is happening right in front of your face. You can still listen to the show anywhere in the world while running, walking, working out, or whatever, driving, whatever. You can be listening to the show. And you can podcast, and you can call the listen line at TalkStream Live and listen on your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud. Oh, I said that already. It's Monday. It's Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always build me up. And it is Monday because we love the ladies. Mondays is, and we take all calls, but it is and will always be Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. When she's crying, she's lying. When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. Yesterday's fellowship, once again, a gift from God. If you were not there and you are working on yourself, or you want to work on yourself, you didn't know you needed to work on yourself, and then you realize you do need to work on yourself to overcome the fallen state, I recommend you go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com. You can podcast if you didn't watch it or you were not there yesterday. Amazing, huh? It was amazing. So we dealt with a couple of things. Number one, we did deal with the biblical question of last week. Do you love America, and how do you know? And the responses were typical and interesting. I don't know if I was surprised by any of the responses. And even though there were some white people there who doesn't seem to love America. And so it was interesting. And I put my little two cents in about how I feel about America. And I realized, because that's how it became a biblical question, I've been hearing a lot, especially about since the, especially since the 250-year celebration of America, and then White History Month. A lot of people have a lot of problem with America, the Democrats and the Republicans, the so-called liberals and the conservative, the religious people and the non-religious people. And so I wonder, do people love America, and how do they know if they do or if they don't? And so I realized, and what made the question, I hear so much about America, so much against America, and it's amazing to see that. And so I realized that I love America, and I didn't really understand even the depths of it until yesterday. Alessis made a very interesting point. I grew up in Alabama on a plantation down in Alabama, sweet home Alabama. I grew up under the Jim Crow laws, so-called Jim Crow laws. And I grew up at a time when America was truly America. And when people were taught by the older people to treat people the way you would like to be treated, not based on anything but that. And that's what I did growing up. I still do that, but growing up. But what in my, when I was growing up, I was like, I loved America without knowing that I love America, but I knew I loved America. And I remember when 4th of July would come, as a kid, we was the family member who had grown up and gone away from home. They would come back home for the 4th of July, and people from all around, all black people, would gather and just celebrate 4th of July, a lot of laughing and playing the drums and dancing and food and just flags and really celebrating America. And I saw the white people doing it too. And then my childhood, I had an amazing childhood. If I had traumas in my childhood, I don't remember them. Maybe I do, but I don't remember them. So I had a fun childhood. I just grew up being a child. I remember walking down the road at night on the plantation, and we didn't have lights, street lights and things like that at all. So all we had was like total darkness when the moon was gone away. Or when the moon was out at night, we would see beautiful, the sky just filled with stars and the moon. And you can even see the man on the moon. As a kid, I used to see the man on the moon. And then when I as I grew older, I started going to basketball games and participating in sport. And when I started dating, I would get my horse and ride over to my girlfriend's house. And I was just living life. When I was by myself, I was by myself. When I had friends and family around, I had friends and family members around. It was just, it really was. And I'm not exaggerating. It really was amazing times in life. School was fun. Things happen at school sometimes, but nothing like today. And so I just grew up loving America without saying that I love America, but I knew I did. And I was thinking, and Alessa mentioned it in the, one of the barn ladies mentioned it in the meeting, well, you had a good, your childhood affected that too. You had a good childhood. But America, in my opinion, America is not the people. Oh, and then, and a lot of people, some people said at the meeting yesterday, and some said on the show or a different place, I love America because it's freedom. I love America because of the Constitution. I love America because of this and that. You can be rich or you can be poor or whatever. And all those things are true. But when I was loving America as a kid, I didn't know anything about a Constitution. I didn't know anything about free speech or I didn't grow up. When I got in high school, I do remember the teachers talking about that, Constitution stuff. But it wasn't because of any of those things. So it was because that's where I was born. I was born here. It's like, this is my house. You know what I mean? And so you, how do you end up hating your house where you were born? I wasn't born anywhere else. That's why I think it's dumb that if you were born in America, you were born in this place, then you are American. You're not hyphenating anything. Now, if you come here and you want to carry on by being hyphenated, whatever. But if you were born here, you are an American. You're not African-American. You're not Mexican-American. You're not anything but America. And that doesn't seem to be, people don't seem to know that. And so I didn't like feel love for America. I just love America. And maybe you can call it gratitude or I'm grateful or what, I don't know, but I just love America. It's just because it's my house. Like, I still love Alabama, sweet home Alabama, because that's where I was born. I was born in the USA, USA, Alabama. So it's in the blood. And so I encourage you to really examine yourself to see your why you and if you love America, not based on all the noise out there and what other people are saying. Why don't you be an individual? And know for yourself. You can know for yourself, right? So, because I hear a lot of black people, especially black people who hate me, they're like, ew, are you black? Are you black? Because I don't go along with the black crap. Are you black? Or they'll say, are you an American? Are you African? What about your descendants? Or something like stupid like that. But why not just love your home? America is your home. Just food for thought and an encouragement. And then we dealt with my question of, what was my question then?
What keeps you connected to the world?
Yes. What keeps you connected to the world? Christ said, and I repeat, He came and he overcame the world. He has overcome the world. And that we should overcome the world as well. And so I wonder, well, what is it that keep us connected to the world? And then some people, especially religious Christians, oh, I have overcome the world, but they are not, right? It's just in the Bible, so they say they are. But what keep us connected to the world? And because he said you could be in it, but don't be of it. What keeps us of it, in it and of it? John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Every human being, if they want to, most people don't want to, but for those who want to, men and women, you can overcome the world. You can overcome the world. You could be in this world and all this hell going on around you, inside of other people, coming through other people, and you not be touched by it at all, because you have overcome the world. But if you have not overcome the world, you're going to be bothered by what's happening around you and inside of you and around you inside of other people. But if you overcome the world, really, you will be your own world. You won't be bothered or touched or even thinking about what's happening inside of others and their world. That would be their world, and you're wishing them well. But the one thing that keeps all of us until we overcome it, attached to the world and not have heaven right here on earth. Because when you attach to the world, you have hell on earth. You don't have heaven. But when you overcome the world, you have heaven on earth. Right here. While you're living in your body. Isn't that amazing? So you overcome the world by overcoming thoughts. You overcome the world by overcoming thoughts. The thoughts are not your own. The ideas, thoughts, are not your own. They're not of God. They are of the devil. And anyone who are into thoughts and emotions are the devil. You're the devil. And look how mean and nasty and vicious you are. To yourself and to others, you have fear, you resent, you judge, you're angry, you're afraid, you're lonely. But what you don't know, all those things are just thoughts and ideas. You let go of the thoughts, you can let go of the world. And it won't be you doing it, but the Spirit of Truth taking the darkness away from you. Isn't that amazing? Thoughts and ideas creates a connection to the world, and you suffer. I do counseling. I counsel with people every day nearly, by phone, Skype, or in-house around the world. And what thoughts and emotions are causing men and women to do is mind-blowing. And it treats everyone the same. They do, the thoughts and emotions. And it's just all thoughts. It's evil, but it has no power. You think it has power, so you obey it and you carry out the action because you believe the lie. You gotta You don't have to. But I know that you love your thrills. You don't even recognize that your thrills of hurting yourself and others are evil. They are pure evil. You call them joy. You laugh about other people's misery. You laugh about other people's pain or when you think you've hurt someone. You call that thrill. You love it. And there are people who live for thrills. They live for evil. And you call the thrill you. I feel good. I did this and it was exciting. I did. You think there's an I. And you truly think that you are doing those things. It's all an illusion. The depths of the illusion that every human being lives in is mind-blowing. It's not even real. That's what's so crazy. And the men and women who have started to wake up, they're starting to get a glimpse of they are living an illusionary life. It's not real at all. And if you stay with it, you will eventually have a clear mind. The Bible says something like, I beseech you, brother, by the mercy of God, that you renew your mind. Something like that. Renew your mind. You need a renewed mind. The Bible says you need a renewed mind. But you hold on to that mind for dear life. Even when you're listening to a talk or a conversation or something, instead of listening to the conversation, you're in your mind. You got to listen to a conversation without being involved in thoughts. You got to listen to your husband, your wife, your friends, your enemy without thinking while they're speaking. You got to listen to good talk without thinking while the person is speaking. Because if you're thinking, then you're not hearing. You're thinking. And the thinking is keeping you away from the understanding. But if you didn't think while they were speaking, the understanding would come and it would cause you, your mind to become clear. It would change your mind. Romans 12, 1 through 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and accepted unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind. And your renewing of your mind doesn't mean you go and read all these scriptures and jam your head up with words from the Bible. You're clogging up the mind. You're not renewing it. You're still adding unto the intellect. Nothing wrong with reading the Bible, but not to remember. By the renewing of your mind. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that's good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You're not going to do it as long as you believe thoughts and live in your mind, as long as you have ideas. You're never going to find God. You never know God. You can hang it up as long as you have ideas about God or about the Son of God. So thoughts are keeping you connected to the world, which is hell on earth. You are the devil. That's why you're miserable. And it doesn't matter what you gain in this world, material things or so-called friends or children or whatever, you're still miserable. I can't tell you the number of adult children and young children who hate their parents, and especially their mothers. And she know that they hate her, And she does all she can do to keep them hating her, so she has control over them. And then they act out, and she blames them, and don't admit, you know what? I created this child in my image. Isn't that amazing? So if you want to be in this world and not of this world, you got to drop thoughts. You got to be so present that even in conversations, you're not racing in thoughts, but you hear what's being said without you hearing it, without you participating. When you disappear, the real you become present. You are living in an illusion. When I was allowed to see this from myself, from me, that I've been living in an illusion, and it wasn't until I forgave 30-something years ago, I had to forgive. I didn't know my heart was wicked. I had to forgive my mother, my father. I forgave my mother for turning me away from my father, trying to. I forgave my father for not protecting me. I love my father. And when I went and forgave, things started to open up just a little bit, not much. A little light. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. So it opened up a little bit. And I was still in darkness a little bit, but I didn't stop, thank God. I wanted more light. Because this little light, a little bit twinkling of a light was different. Because I didn't even know I was in darkness until I asked the light to let me see, God, to let me see. And if you stay with it, you will grow, really. You start to see, but you got to stay with it. And evil, which has been conquered, has to go when you stop identifying with it. And then you're going to realize, I was living in an illusion. How does one know they're living in an illusion? It's crazy when you start to see it. It was really never not real. None of it. Who you think you are, who you are, never not real. Nothing about you. All of your ideas about you and others are false. And it's mind-blowing. But anyway, that's a lot. Check out the fellowship from yesterday, rebuildingtheman.com/church. I have a brand new, and this biblical question, oh, Lord. Really. This biblical question is mind-blowing for those men and women who want to wake up. Not for those who love evil, and they call it good. Are you violating God's law? Are you violating God's law? And if you're black, is you violating God's law? I can tell you right now, yes, you are. But are you violating God's law? An amazing question. And I'll be right back. It's break time already. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Amazing. The Hank Report is coming up at 9 a.m. For those who have not heard the Hank Report or the Anchor Baby Report, I mean show, y'all need to listen. The Hank Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. 9 to 11, the Hank Report. The guy with the good hair, he white. And after the Hank Report, the American Anchor Baby. He ain't afraid of no ice. Ice, baby. He is not hiding out. He like, yeah, come and get me ice. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific Time. The American Anchor Baby. And check out all of the merch and all that, all right? I want to tell you this, and then I get to your calls. So some of you may have heard that Lindsey Graham expired, according to the report. Lindsey Graham was a senator, a Republican senator. And according to the AP News, Lindsey Graham expired, I guess, Saturday of this past weekend. Why is this from NBC News?
One of the most influential lawmakers in history, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, dead tonight at 71 years old, passing away suddenly after suffering chest pains in his Capitol Hill home last night.
EMS 6 responded to the age of 7 medic 7 with cardiac arrest.
Emergency personnel responding just before 9 p.m. to calls of cardiac arrest. New preliminary findings from the D.C. medical examiner shared by the senator's office say the main artery in his body tore, a sign of heart disease. His family is asking for privacy during this incredibly difficult period. FBI Director Kash Patel said his agency is assisting authorities in investigating Graham's shocking death. President Trump sharing his final conversation with Graham on Meet the Press this morning.
What makes it even stranger is that I got a call last night sometime in, you know, the early evening. He sounded a little tired, but perfect. But thought maybe we might even meet today. And then that was it.
Amazing. May his soul rest in peace. A senator, Republican senator. And apparently he was a formal military lawyer. Watch this.
Graham, a former military lawyer and lifelong foreign policy hawk, had just returned from Ukraine, where on his 71st birthday he spent time with President Zelensky in what would be his final public appearance. The four-term senator, who worked just as well across the aisle as he did with his own side, announcing in Kyiv the White House finally signed off on a bipartisan bill that would make it more difficult for Russian President Putin to fund his war.
I've never been more optimistic than I am today that we have the formula to end this war.
Graham built lasting friendships with lawmakers, presidents, and world leaders from all backgrounds.
I think America has lost a great patriot.
But no relationship as enduring as his bond with the late Senator John McCain, who he traveled the world with and frequently defended.
John McCain was willing to die for this country, and he can vote any way he wants to.
Amazing. Do we still give a lot of money to Ukraine? Remember how before Donald Trump became president, the Ukraine guy, the so-called president of Ukraine, would come here and just get, anytime he needs some money, he would come over here to us. He would come to the bank. What the? And this last thing about Graham is Trump, the great white hope, referred to him as family. Referred to Graham as family. But NBC highlighted times when he and Trump didn't see eye to eye. Amazing.
Trump today referring to Graham as family. But the 2016 presidential campaign rivals haven't always seen eye to eye.
And as to Donald Trump, he would be a terrible commander-in-chief.
In 2021, Graham slammed Trump hours after the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Count me out. Enough is enough. I've tried to be helpful.
Now, it's hard to find a Republican lawmaker with more influence over Trump than Graham.
The friendship grew. It just grew. And he was an amazing advocate.
Amazing. He, well, may his soul rest in peace. It's amazing how the great white hope, Donald Trump, some people call him amazing. Some people say he is amazing. Some people, they say, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Talking about Donald Trump. Some people call him king. And they hold king rallies. Some people call him daddy. And they say, daddy is home. I call him the great white hope. It's amazing how he can get along with anyone that get along with him. You want to get along with stuff? You disagree with me, that's fine. Now you agree, that's fine. Let's work together. What love got to do with it? Well, may his soul rest in peace. Let me go to first-time caller out of Virginia, Chris. Chris, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
All is well, Chris.
Hey, I just wanted to ask.
Ask.
So I hear a lot of people saying GD. I don't want to say it, like, unless I can, but, the, like, you know, God, blank, things like that, stuff like that. And it really, like, It makes me feel bad when I hear them say it.
It make you feel bad when they say GD?
Yeah. Oh. Like, you know, like.
And why do you feel bad?
I don't, like, it's using the Lord's name in vain, but I didn't think it was that bad. But when I hear it, coming from other people, it kind of irks me.
And why?
I don't know. It sounds wrong. Like, I can't say that on the air, can I?
No. Only because, so, Chris is saying when people say God, and they say, you know, like, a dam that overflowed in China over the weekend somewhere, like that.
Uh-huh.
Right. But why do you feel bad at what other people do or say?
Well, I don't want them to say it. I don't know why, but it.
But we need to figure out, why don't you want them to say it? Do you think God give one iota of concern that they say it?
No, but I just don't think that it's proper. It's, like, really bad to me. I don't know.
But you don't know why?
No, it just makes me feel bad every time I hear somebody else say it. Like, you know, GD this, or, you know, somebody drops something and they're like, oh, G, you know, right. it makes me feel bad.
Why don't you drop your emotions, which are not your own, so that you don't feel anything about what others do or say? Why don't you drop anger so you're not affected by what other people do?
No, I'm not angry by it.
But you can't. You're emotional because you are angry. You have anger, and it's the resentment, the anger that brings on the emotion. If you didn't have the anger, you couldn't have the emotions.
Well, no, I don't have any anger by it.
But why do you feel anything?
I'm saying like, I just think. Okay, is it wrong to do that? I don't know.
Is that what they want to do? That's fine for them. You have to let people, without judgment, you let people live the life that they want. They want that kind of life. Let them live that life. Don't judge them.
So if I were to say it, am I, you know, bad for it?
Do you want to say it?
Sometimes I say it by accident. You know, sometimes I just.
How can you say
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like.
How can you say it by accident?
Well, I mean, I just blurt it out sometimes. Like, if I do something stupid and I. You know, sometimes I will say the GD word.
But why are you.
And then.
Why are you becoming.
Then I feel bad about it. Like, oh my God.
And
you know?
Why did. How did. So you become like the people that you hate. You hate when people say it, and now you say it. What the?
I mean, yeah. I'm just saying, like, how
have
bad
you noticed,
is it?
Have you noticed you become like what you hate?
I don't hate anything.
Well, then how did you become that way then?
What way?
That you say it too. You hate it when you, it makes
I
you
grew
feel
up
bad.
Hearing it.
What?
I grew up hearing it.
From who?
From all my family and everything.
And then, and so now, and you hate it hearing them say it when you was a kid, and now
you're. No. Just, I was taught that you shouldn't say that.
Were you taught that by the people who were saying it?
Yes.
Oh, and how did you feel when they told you that?
I don't know. I say it.
But when the people who taught you not to say it was saying it themselves, how did you feel about it then?
Not much.
But you had to feel something you just wasn't aware of because now you say it.
I feel like,
what's your question for me?
My question is, to say like GD and stuff like that, and to use the Lord's name in vain, how bad is it? Like, is it? How bad is it?
It's neither good nor bad.
Okay. So am I like my friend, my best friend, for example, says, you know, man, damn it.
How old are you?
I don't want to say it on air.
Right. How old are you, Chris?
I'm 34.
Oh, okay. And when your best friend says it, what do you say? What's your reaction?
I don't really give a reaction to his words, but it makes me feel a certain way. I don't know how to explain it.
And who are you?
I don't go to church, by the way.
Who are you?
Me, Chris.
That's your name, but who are you?
I don't know how to answer that. I'm a good person. What are you asking?
Who are you? You say, so your name is Chris, and you say you're a good person. What's good about you?
I don't do any harm to anybody, ever.
And so when you get, when you feel something about people using that word, those words, are you doing harm then?
No.
You're judging them.
No, I'm not judging anybody.
You are judging them. That's why you feel something about it when they say it.
No, I literally am not. I just don't. I don't know how to explain that. Like, I don't want to harm. I don't want to. Inflict bad upon God. I don't know how to explain that.
So what's good about you?
What's good about me? I just don't have, I don't hurt people. I'm extremely nice. This is what I'm calling. I'm worried whether or not I should say GED or not.
No, don't say it. Don't you say it, but don't be concerned about others saying it. You just don't do it. Let them do what they want.
Okay. That's perfectly valid.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much, Jesse.
All right.
I love you.
Love you too, buddy. 888-77, Jesse. Let me go to Canada and talk to Brandon. Brandon, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Brandon.
That's great. Before I get to my point, real quick, I have a proof that racism doesn't exist. You want to hear it?
That racism does not exist?
Yes, it doesn't exist.
Right, I know that. It does not exist.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I hang out with my friend and some guy, he was an older guy, and he called us the N-word, but there were some white people with me. You know, I had like all races as friend, as a child. And
are you
we
on
just
a speaker,
laughed at
him. Brandon?
No, I'm not on a speaker. Can you hear
you
me
on
well?
Bluetooth?
No, I'm not a Bluetooth as well.
Okay, go ahead.
So the guy called us the N-word, and we were young, and then we didn't have, like, cell phones, internet, and everything, so we were not influenced by the outer world, like, outside my village. And when the guy called us the N-word, we just started laughing, and we just like, hey, that's a crazy guy, and we stopped thinking about it. We went home, and we forgot about him after that. But the word racism didn't exist when I was a child,
right,
like,
on.
In my neighborhood.
Right on. Amazing. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and the thing I wanted to say is I'm overcoming the hell in me, and yesterday's church was amazing. And also I noticed, like, as I'm overcoming all the feeling, sometimes I feel like a feeling of despair, like I'm falling, like, in the empty. And watching it, like, actually being aware of that feeling instead of, like, you know, like, running out to something, like, watching TV or whatever, I just sit with it. And when you overcome something, it's easier to see it in other people after that. And, Jesse, I don't argue with people anymore. I don't get angry at people. It's really weird because when I go back to see, like, some family members or old friends, I see them, like, arguing and being angry, gossiping, and just seeing that from from the outside, it's really that's when I see like, wow, I've really changed with the time, because before I was like with them doing the same thing, and just being able to see it and not judging them, just seeing it, it's amazing.
When you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and it get clearer, and you will have, your mind will be renewed, and you will have a clear mind. That's amazing. Just stay with it like, no matter what.
Like when the Bible, it says, you said that yesterday in church, I think, like the old man, you know, like the old man and the new man.
Yes.
And I see that too. I see like it's been so long, and I'm like, I've been working myself for years, doing the silent prayer every morning, every night. I forgave my parents a few years ago too. And sometimes I see like the devil trying to bring up something from the past or something I did before or whatever. But if you be aware of it, if you're just aware and you watch it, you really see the devil, and it cannot affect you in any way. And when I see people arguing, I see like just two devils arguing, and they both like, I see like both people arguing just want something for themselves. And when you just look at it from the outside, it's just amazing, man. Yeah. I mean,
all thoughts are all lies all the time. Amazing. You stay with it, Brandon.
Thanks, and happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. July just feels white. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you, buddy. All right, buddy. Super, super.
Super chat.
Lord have mercy on.
Amazing shirt, Hank.
Oh, thank you. It says The Great White Hope, and it has a stencil of Trump's old Twitter face. In very graphic.
How can people get that?
You can go to jesseleepeterson.shop, although this exact stonewashed look or whatever this is, I don't believe, available anymore. That's why you got to jump on something.
Yeah.
If you see that it's available.
That's amazing color and material.
Nice.
Nice shirt. But go ahead.
Yeah. Shout out. Oh, Lord have mercy on Friday. Got three coffees for us, saying, is there such a thing as spanking your child with perfect love? I grew up old school and got spankings. I see how kids today are growing up, and Lord have mercy.
If you are of perfect love yourself, rarely will you have to spank your kids. You know, and if you do, it won't be like a whooping. You would just gently do it. But you got to have perfect love. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord have mercy. Jack.
Lord have mercy. I feel my temperature rising. High and higher. I feel my temperature rising. Lord have mercy. Thank you.
Over on Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App. Jack B, double exclamation mark.
Thank you, Jack B. Amazing.
And Kevin S, Bond JLP on Cash App. Tithe.
Thank you, Kevin S. I appreciate your support.
And D and the rest of the super chatters, we'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all. Thank you.
Amen. Lord have mercy. I feel my temperature rise. Who is that?
Elvis Presley.
I rest my case. And I got to take a break. 2 more hours ago, hate news, not the fake news. I'll be right back.
Evil within yourself or outside of self, you got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it, and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
a whole lot of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, y'all. The 13th of July, AD 2026. And you can, let's see, there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, y'all. And by the way, you can go to jesseleepeterson.shop if you want to get a shirt similar to this one. Similar, all right? Sweet. But not exactly the same. There's nice tri-blend versions in black or white, okay? The Great White Hope t-shirts. Nice. All right. And there's also hoodies. Sweet. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, if you're thinking about buying a new laptop or game console or anytime soon, CNN says better be prepared to pay up. The proliferation of data centers to power the artificial intelligence boom has led to a surge in demand for memory chips. And while that may be good news for chip makers, consumers may consider it bad news because they got to pay a whole bunch of money because the demand is up and the supply is not high, not that high. Mitch McConnell, after weeks of speculation, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, he announced Sunday he had a fall. He fell last month, and that landed him in the hospital. A lot of times, older people or frailer people may fall, and that could be their undoing. Break a hip or whatever, get pneumonia, whatever. You just go into the hospital and you die. So it's serious, right? Serious. His prolonged absence from Capitol Hill exacerbates the Republicans' slim margin in the Senate after the sudden death of Senator Lindsey Graham over the weekend, who, I don't know if you would call it a heart attack and he died or what, but he, as you heard earlier this hour, he was talking with Trump and sounded tired. And then apparently he had a tear in his aorta, which is a big old blood vessel right attached to your heart. Rest in peace, Lindsey Graham, a great man of White History Month. You may differ, but come at me, bros. Anyway, Iran, the U.S. military said it hit dozens of military targets in Iran during the second night of strikes. Iranian state media said their forces were responding with aerial attacks toward U.S. bases in the region, in other countries, right? The exchanges threaten a fragile agreement between the U.S. and Iran as they near the halfway mark of a 60-day window, 6-0, to negotiate a deal. U.S. crude prices were up over 3% earlier today as concerns grow over access to the Strait of Hormuz. You know, Iran wants to claim it for their own and be able to charge fees and stuff like that, whereas it's also... Is Oman? Is it Oman, that other country who has that water? Anyway, ICE shooting. You know, you were hearing about that ICE shooting drama days after a federal immigration agent fatally shot a Houston man, purportedly in self-defense. Frustration is growing around a lack of information about the investigation. Now, they are investigating, so calm down. Why not just wait and see? Hold your horses. Keep your shirt on. But they don't want to do that because they're commies. They don't want ICE to enforce the law at all. ICE officials said an agent would open fire Tuesday morning last week after Lorenzo Salgado Araujo, pardon me if I'm butchering his name, a 52-year-old Mexican national who'd been here for 35 years, by the way, had a son, his son is running his mouth, refused to follow verbal commands during a traffic stop and rammed a law enforcement vehicle. Now, it may have been unmarked. He may not have known what was going on, or he may have known what was going on. We don't know, I don't think. Officials in Texas say they're being kept in the dark by federal authorities without access to key evidence. And blah, 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 blah. Another death investigation. Christine and Elmore Wonsley, W-O-N-S-L-E-Y. Can't sleep, according to CNN. Now, this may be fake news. I'll tell you about it next hour. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2. It's why
History Month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's White History Month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be White History.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Hi, y'all. We try to work out something here. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question. Are you violating God's laws? At first we said law, which is proper, but are you violating God's laws? You ever wonder that about yourself? Am I violating God's laws? And this is for men and women who want to know themselves, who really want to know themselves and overcome. And you can if you want it. Most people don't want it. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you just got to run around, but you still will want to listen to the show as you travel around. You can. You can podcast and listen on your phone. And then when you have time, you can watch it again. But you can listen on your phone as it is happening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And happy White History Month, by the way. It is Monday. And we take all calls, but we take the ladies' calls as they come in because it is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
All my life, I had to fight.
Why do people marry people?
Equal rights, equal lefts, baby.
Do I deserve more or less?
Are you a man or a woman?
I have nothing more to say on that.
Amazing. What a mess. What a mess. It is a spiritual battle. If you don't know this by now, you will never, ever, ever, ever know this. It's a spiritual battle. It's not physical. It's good versus evil, right versus wrong. And as soon as you can see this, you will lay your weapon down. You will turn your ship around. And you will bring the boys home. Amazing, huh? I want to know, why do you think this one incident has been made to be such a big deal for some people. No other incident, same kind of things are happening. But they, for some reason, and I know why, they are making this a big deal. Some of you may remember there was a black guy down in Mississippi that had a couple, according to a report, he and three, I think, three of his white friends went out boating. And the three white friends, according to the story, returned, but the black guy didn't. And then they, according to the report, they found his body, and he is dead. And now they're, so over this one black guy, there are these people who they're just hurt and ticked, at least pretending. And I wonder, why are they making this one such a big deal when we gave you FBI and a CDC report last week that over at least 22,000 since 2024 until now, according to a report, something like, and I'm trying to remember off the top of my head here, 22,000 homicide has been done, committed by blacks, black on black, and white people not involved at all. 22,000 since 2024. You don't hear one word from these people about this. They ain't hurt by that. They losing their children. But then you don't hear anything about it at all. They're not trying to solve it. They're not hurt by it. They're not suing by it. They're not doing anything. No investigations, as far as I know. According to the FBI data and CDC mortality records, 90% of black male homicide victims across the United States were killed by black men, with over 22,000 killings since the start of 2024, with zero attributed to so-called white supremacy. Nobody hurt by that. They ain't mad. They're not calling for an investigation that I've heard or anything. But one black guy hang out with some, according to report, white friends, he end up dead, and Lord, all hell breaking loose. I wonder why. Fox News reported, some of you remember that this guy by the name of Nolan Well was went out fishing with his friends, white friends, all white friends, three white friends and one black guy, and he didn't come back. Now, quote unquote, the family of this guy Wells demanding answers. This is from NBC News and Fox News.
And don't allow Nolan Wells' name to be forgotten.
In the streets of Mississippi, demands for transparency and truth.
We want to know what happened to Nolan.
In the death of 18-year-old Nolan Wells, who disappeared after a 4th of July boat trip with friends.
I used to report her 18-year-old son, Nolan Wells, missing passing at 3 on Martin Island.
His body was recovered 2 days later. Investigators say he may have drowned, but his parents question why his phone was found with a friend and why he didn't leave the island with the group he arrived with.
You can give all the excuses you want, but you do not leave someone else's child.
Prominent civil rights attorney Ben Crump is now representing the family. He is leading an independent investigation as he says the family has distrust in Mississippi law enforcement officials. Here they are at a press conference in New York yesterday. Crump says the family is not going to accept that Nolan accidentally drowned, as law enforcement has allegedly alluded to. They say their son was an athlete and a good swimmer. Here's Nolan's heartbroken mother.
We just want to know what happened.
And why our baby didn't come home.
When I see Al Sharpton and the other black guy there and all these people that gathered around this female, it reminds me of when I lived on a plantation down in Alabama. When an animal would die, the buzzards would all gather in. I don't know where those buzzards come from, but it was like they would gather in to eat up the carcass, the body of the animal. They would come from nowhere. So I remember asking the adult, how come the buzzards know where this thing died? They smell the odor of death, I guess. And they would come in, and this is what Al Sharpton and Ben Crump and all, they remind me of these kind of situations. So they're showing up for this one case, right, situation, but not from the 22,000 killing of black-on-black homicide. They don't care about those children. They're not concerned about those babies. You don't leave the baby behind. Have you ever wondered why? And they don't care that you know that this ain't real in them. They don't feel. Well, man, the family said Nolan's friend had his phone, his keys, and it appeared text messages have been deleted.
And the Wells family saying there are a bunch of questions still about what happened. For example, the family says Nolan's friends had his phone after his mother tracked it down. They also had his keys. And his mother says it appears text and Snapchats on the phone had been deleted. They say the friend said Nolan insisted on staying behind while they returned home on the boat. But Crump says that's not like him.
We're talking about an 18-year-old kid. What teenager would leave their phone behind if they're going to stay on this island? What teenager wouldn't take their phone? And so it's not adding up. It's not adding up at all.
Lord, have mercy. I feel my temperature rising. What a mess, huh? What a mess. A Navy officer who helped search for Nolan says his drowning seems strange, from NBC News.
Now the family's attorney and investigators are trying to piece together what happened, asking people who were on the island to share any videos like this one from that day.
There's basically a black hole between about 4:30 on the 4th of July in the afternoon until when Nolan was found.
Brian Trasher with the Cajun Navy helped search for Nolan.
Given all the people who were out there, does a drowning that no one witnessed surprise you or seem strange to you?
It does seem strange to me. It is possible that nobody saw him.
Nolan's family says he was the only black person in the group and have questioned whether race may have played a role.
Of course.
Tonight, his family is awaiting the results of an independent autopsy in their search for answers.
We love him and we know he's with God.
So, nothing wrong with the father and the mother wanting to find out what happened. But do it in the right way. Get yourself a real lawyer. If you need a lawyer, find out what happened. Why you got to call it Al Sharpton and this guy Ben Crump? And if black people, white people had not been involved, let's say this guy, they say, remember his name. Say his name. Why would I want to remember his name? You may say, but say his name. I wonder if it was just a bunch of black guys gone out there and the same thing happened. Would we be hearing about it like this? With Al Sharpton and Ben Crump and all those other people show up. Apparently, they didn't show up for the 22,000 that's been worried about other black males. Would they have shown up? It was four black guys went out and three came back. CBS is reporting during a press conference on Friday, Shopton says Nolan Wells was one of blacks, well, one black with three young white men. Watch this.
He was one black with three young white men who happened to end up with his phone, happened to end up with his keys. Then there's just too many questions that they should not be closing the investigation. Now, I'm from Brooklyn, so I'm a little different than some of y'all. I was built different. My nose is out here, my eyes are here, my brain is here, which means some things I can smell before I could see and before I can figure out. This does not smell right. So some people are saying, Reverend, are y'all bringing in race? Well, we're not bringing in race, but we're not discounting race either, because we don't know what it is. So to tell us don't rush to judgment saying it was racist is fine. But then I'm telling you don't rush to judgment saying it was not racism, because we do not know. We do know what these parents are being told and what the parents have now shared with us does not make sense.
Amazing. This is so evil. Hearing Shopton speak is not even, it's just wicked. This is hell on earth. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. According to Google AI, Al Shopton is the scheduled preacher and will officiate the funeral for this Wells. He gonna officiate the funeral. Amazing. And then, guess who's back in the picture? Not for the 22,000, according to the CDC and FBI report, not for the 22,000 black-on-black murders, but this one black who went out boating with three white. Guess who's showed up again? According to News National, former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick is paying for an independent autopsy. And the flight of Nolan body from Mississippi to Washington, D.C. He's going to pay for it. That's Colin Kaepernick right there, in case you forgot who he is. We're showing this picture for those who can't see right now. Even he's involved in this. And Lord Tyler Perry is back. I'm trying to find my baby. I can't find my baby. Oprah, I couldn't find my baby. It'd be 11 Live. It says that Tyler Perry is paying for the full cost of Nolan's funeral expenses.
Tonight, an Atlanta TV and filmmaker is stepping in to help the family of a Mississippi teen who died after disappearing during a boat trip. Tyler Perry says he is paying for Nolan Wells' funeral. In an Instagram post, Perry says he knows what it's like for families to be left without answers and hopes Wells' loved ones learn the truth about what happened.
Amazing. So, Tyler, did you pay anything for the 22,000 black-on-black killing since 2024? No white people involved in that at all, according to the report. Did you pay for? Did you understand how their family was feeling, and you hope they find the answer? So you paid for the funeral? What a mess. But this is human nature. I tried to tell you, human nature, human beings are evil. They are wicked to the core until they overcome evil with good by admitting it and then forgiving. And the heart would change from the heart would change from good, from evil to good. You gotta have a heart change. You gotta love your enemy. You gotta love God first, along with nobody else or nothing else, with all your heart, soul, and mind. And love your enemy. Where's the love in this? So y'all see how they carried on over this well guy, right? With three white people involved, according to the story. And they all just so, they got to find out what's going on here. Paying for to be, shipped the body to D.C. and paying for the funeral and everything. Well, I'm wondering, have y'all heard of the same story or similar story that happened in Dallas, Texas? Have you heard about anything about this at all? And what's the difference between Texas and Mississippi? Why Mississippi? Why am I crooked letter, I humpback, I? That's how you spell Mississippi. Why is Mississippi more important than Dallas with the same similar situation? Did you hear about this story? So you see how they went boating with three white guys and the black guy did not come back, according to the report. Not alive, at least. And everybody, not everybody, these people up in arms about it. Did you hear about this story from Dallas, Texas, Fox 4? Fox 4 is reporting that Dallas police have detained a 19-year-old suspect in connection with a teenager drowning at a lake this past April. 19-year-old Lucas Roper has been arrested and charged with tampering with evidence in connection to a teen drowning.
According to Dallas police, text messages prove that the victim and suspect knew each other and had made plans to meet up and go to a lake back in April. Now, the victim, Daniel Irving, never came home. His mom reported him missing. It wasn't until nearly 3 months after his body was recovered that police have made an arrest in connection to the case.
19-year-old Lucas Roper is accused of tampering with evidence in connection to the drowning death of 18-year-old Daniel Irving in Lake Ray Hubbard back in April. Irving's body was discovered on April 17th, 4 days after he is believed to have drowned. Irving had reportedly gone to the lake with Roper and a juvenile suspect to swim and go fishing. Days after his body was recovered, Irving's family held this news conference demanding answers.
What do we want? Justice for Daniel Irving. Amen. When do we want it? Now.
Irving's family said then that they wanted a full and transparent investigation. On July 9th, Roper was arrested by Dallas police on one count of tampering with physical evidence.
Help me, Jesus. What do we want? Justice. And amen. Praise the Lord. And where do we want it? Now. Praise Jesus. Roper told police after the 19-year-old drowned, he panicked, deleted all communication with him, and told the juvenile suspect to throw his clothes and left the scene.
According to an arrest warrant affidavit, Roper was interviewed by detectives after Irving's body was found. Roper told police after the three of them had jumped into the lake from the railroad track bridge, Irving drowned and Roper panicked. Instead of calling 911, the affidavit states Roper told investigators he deleted all communication with Daniel Irving from his cell phone, adding that Roper confirmed he was aware that there would be an investigation into Daniel Irving's death and he did not want to get into trouble, and states Roper threw Daniel Irving's clothes in the tree line as they fled the location. The juvenile suspect also told investigators he admitted he threw Daniel Irving's cell phone from the vehicle after suspect Roper told him to.
Amazing. What do we want? Justice. Praise my amen. Justice. And where do we want it? Now, praise Jesus. Amazing. A spiritual battle, folks. And as long as you're angry, you're going to be divided. And this is what the enemy wants. He wants you divided so they can use you. You cannot control a whole person. You can only control a divided person. And this is what's happening right now. Hell, earth is not heaven. And man is not God. Let me go to New Jersey and talk to Carol. Carol, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
I have a very interesting question that I would like to ask you.
Okay, ask.
Okay. I have a serious medical condition, and I am under doctor's care. Now, I'm not asking you for medical advice. I'm asking you only for your opinion, because if things don't go well for me, it's a good possibility that I could die. I have anemia, which is not enough iron in the blood. And I don't know why this happened to me. I'm 67 years old. I do the silent prayer, and I'm just waiting to see what happens. And I'm just calling you to ask you if you have any advice for me, if there's anything I should be doing.
Yes. Number one, I'm not a doctor, as you say. I'm not giving medical advice. But I want you to know that that problem, that situation you're having is in your body, but not in you. The
okay.
real you don't feel it. You cannot get sick. This not you is what's sick. You're not your body. You're not your thoughts, right? You're not your body. And
yes.
So I would just relax and just ask God to let his will be done on earth through you as it is in heaven. Because in God and in heaven, there is no sickness. Sickness does not come from God at all. Diseases and none of those things. So it's in the body, but not you. And the mind makes you think that you're sick. The mind makes you think because right now you have this thing going on in your body that is you. So whatever the thoughts tell you about it, let the thoughts pass. And if you're under doctor care, you need to see the doctor. But do not give in to what the thoughts are telling you at all. Ask God to let his will be done.
Okay, that sounds very good. Because even though that, I'm trying not to worry about it. Because it's like, you know, is it my time? Am I going to die? You know, I don't want to go out like this. So I am involved with my thoughts.
You are. See how they talk to you? That's not from God. And that's not from you. Those thoughts are not yours. Can you hold for 1 minute, Carol?
Yes, I can.
Let me take a quick break. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. Thank you. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. 888-77-JESSE. I do cameos for you, personal shout-outs, whatever the occasion is. Encouragement, happy birthday, congratulations, announcement, whatever the shout-out is, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. Or shoutout.fans/JesseLeePeterson. shoutout.fans/JesseLeePeterson. And we are celebrating 250 years of America. And as a result, they have put my face on a silver coin. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Celebrating. We only have a few left, so don't wait around. Go to 800-411-BOND or rebuildingdemand.com. No, or jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. And it's going to come in a beautiful little black case like this. See that? Yeah, thank you, Nick. That is so cool, huh? Amazing. And you can't go wrong because you're investing in silver. And you're also helping a nonprofit. Every dime goes back into helping Bond, helping us to help others. So check it out, jesseleepeterson.shop. I want to go back to Carol out of New Jersey, dealing with an illness in her body. Carol, you notice how your mind telling you, I don't want to go out like this. How did this happen? Don't pay attention to that. Let that pass.
Okay.
And because you cannot die. First of all, there is no death. And there is only one death, and that is an illusion of self. You're never going to die, so you're just dying from a illusion of self. We overcome thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
And so just ask God to let his will be done. I'm repeating myself, but ask God to let his will be done and just wait. Stay present. If you need to see your doctor, see your doctor, and don't get into those thoughts.
Okay. I just want to say one thing before I hang up with you.
Yes.
Is that your answer to me has given me peace, and that I'm going to use this as an opportunity to develop my faith.
Right on. You stay with it. Have a way to see no matter. And then don't let the people come around you. Oh, poor Carol. Lord, have mercy.
Right.
Let's pray, baby. Oh, God. Don't do that because they're imposing their will on you. and don't fall for it. And I'm telling you, no decision. If we were never into thoughts, we as human beings, if we never got into thought, we would never have sickness and disease in our body at all. Sickness comes from thoughts.
Sickness comes from thoughts?
Absolutely.
Because I was always wondering, why did this happen to me? You know, because I eat well, I watch my weight, and I'm you know, doing the best I can. And it was just, it just come out of the blue that this happened to me.
Yeah. Well, don't freak out. Sickness comes from thought. It's not from God. In God, there's only life. There's nothing but life, nothing but health, nothing but love, nothing but goodness. So just stay away from those thoughts, Carol. And they're going to work over you. Don't fall for them.
Thank you very much. I feel very positive that we had this conversation.
Right.
And
on.
I just want to thank you very much.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Terry out of Oregon. Terry, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
And Terry, happy White History Month.
Yeah, happy White History Month. That's why I'm calling you today.
Right on.
I had a figure I wanted to honor.
Okay. A White History moment.
So, I wanted to call in and honor Anne Widdecombe, the British politician and celebrity. I don't know if you heard over the news this week or this past week, she was murdered in her home. And she had a really amazing life and was, I think, a really solid figure in terms of standing up for what you believe in and speaking the truth, you know, in love.
Amazing.
And charity. Her involvement in politics was over many decades, and she served in the Brexit Party. Actually, if people want to kind of get a good example of hearing her talk, I recommend her speech to the EU when they were leaving the EU, the Brexit Party. It was really concise, clear, and full of just truth. She's also just, I think, a good example of a Christian woman that, you know, lived her values and, you know, kind of represented the best of kind of that English stiffness and reserve and charm that they're known for.
Amazing.
So,
and she was killed in her home?
Yeah, it's really, it's so sickening. She was 78 years old, and not all the details have been released, and the police are calling on people not to speculate, but of course people are speculating
all the time,
you know. Well, and also, I mean, a famous right-wing politician is, you know, killed, and they're saying it's not politically motivated, but that nothing makes sense. And so, yeah, she unfortunately was murdered last week.
Well, may her soul rest in peace. And hey, you have a little information about her from Wikipedia?
Yeah, she was, well, like Terry said, she was 78 and found dead in her home on July 9th.
Amazing. Was she stabbed or anybody know? Or shot?
Well, a murder investigation, the police departments launched a murder investigation and counterterrorism police leading the investigation.
It sounds like she was bludgeoned to death. Like the suspect had a cricket bat.
Amazing.
That he was seen with. So,
well,
man.
May her soul rest in peace, and thank you for the White History moment. Amazing.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Happy White History Month, Terry.
Yeah. Happy White History Month.
Okay. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
DIX3IQ. No message.
Thank you, D. Amazing.
John Z. If you don't love all, then you love none. Those fooled by hate fear the truth and will continue to remain as their own worst enemy. Silly, but true. Thanks for sharing, JLP, crew, and others. Three thumbs up emojis.
If you don't love all, you love none, not even your own family members. Amazing, huh? Thank you.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Jabrail Amin.
What?
I believe he's has a spelling of amen.
Oh, okay.
A-I-M-I-N. I mean, A-M-I-N.
Oh, man. Thank you. Amazing.
Let's find out. I think he is Muslim. Yes, it's the Arabic. Amin is the Arabic word for the English amen.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jabrail.
Yeah.
Truth for Jesus bought a coffee, saying Truth for Jesus bought a coffee. Happy White History Month. Today we celebrate Carl Benz, B-E-N-Z, Carl with a K. He invented the automobile. Next time you start your car, thank a white man.
Amazing. Thank you for the White History moment and thank your support. Amazing.
Sion says, Jesse Lee, was you flirting with that falling state guest? Side eye emoji. Not amused. People should know that Jesse love him some. He's not against blacks. But no flirting now, Jesse. Black hand pointing up and black hand pointing at you.
Amazing. Well, no. She's about Friday, guess?
Yeah.
That lady married. What the? No, Sion.
Last.
Amazing. Thank you, though.
On Friday late, we read Priscilla from Houston's Coffee, who... Priscilla's the one who said, Jesse, I'm for ICE, but they committed murder this time. They had no lights on their car, no uniform, no way for the man to know who they are. The man was trying to avoid robbery, not ICE, claims Priscilla.
That's the guy with the illegal guy?
Yeah.
Oh, we had that story coming up. We tried to play it, but the tape was having some issues. Thank you. We're going to play that. We'll get into that. Appreciate it.
Thanks again, Priscilla. Lori, yep. Amazing church service.
It was. Fellowship was amazing, especially if you want to overcome your fallen state. You want to return to love. Amazing. Thank you.
Old Salty Dog gifted the ship. Happy Sunday, brother. Just sailing through. That's over on pilled.net.
As long as you bring everybody back with you. Amazing. Thank you.
Peter 80. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Thank you, Peter, and thanks for supporting it.
Walking Roscoe, a member on the Bond Channel, 2 months. Another amazing fellowship heard around the world. Love y'all, Rich in Germany.
Bye, everybody. And their mama, if you're white. They mama, if you're black. Amazing. Thank you.
Nilla Thrilla Beta.
Beta. Don't be a beta.
Nilla Thrilla has been a member for 15 months as well. He says, kick all these non-American lovers out. What,
I know.
The people who don't love America.
We asked on Sunday, do you love America? That was the biblical question. Do you love America? Why? What did you say, hey, about loving America yesterday?
Well, yesterday I said I do. Because it sounds terrible to say you don't.
Did you say I don't in the beginning? Or you said
yeah, during the week, during the... On Sunday, I never said I don't.
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe.
I don't think.
But you seem a little confused, though.
I am confused.
If you love America or not.
Yeah.
Why are you confused?
Because I am in a state of confusion.
You need a clear mind.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
The Joshua _ James. Goodbye, Lindsey Graham. Israel lost a good politician. Smiley. With a mouth open and wise, eyes wide open.
May his soul rest in peace. Amazing. Thank you.
Harmony Harms, I love Bond. I love America. Let's go.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you for your support.
Cloud Bops, member for 4 months. Answer to the BQ. The last BQ, I think. Wait. This BQ.
Today?
Yes.
Are you violating God's laws?
By dropping anger and having renewed nature? No way am I violating God's laws. Pointing up and nerdy emoji.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Someone bought a coffee and a follow-up coffee saying, at first, sir, I notice you clear your throat a lot, and it's not because you talk a lot either. If you stop eating all dairy products and drink more water, you might be all right. It's okay to give it a try and could be I could be totally wrong. However, let's see. And then he does a follow-up coffee saying, sir, I wrote earlier about you eating dairy. Instead of asking, I assumed.
Ask.
I assumed, and that's not good. However, if you are, and I ask because of the clearing throat, you might want to let it go unless you can't.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate the advice. Thank you.
Someone says, hello, sir. When you say stop thinking, how do you do that?
By becoming aware of the thoughts and don't cooperate with them at all. Just know that they're there, but don't respond. Don't overreact. Do nothing. Just stay present, meaning don't be into your head. And then eventually all thoughts will fade away. They'll come like this, if you can see me move my hair back and forth, like going across like this and coming back like that and coming across. But just watch them come and go. Let them have that natural flow. But don't cooperate with them at all. And you'll see without thinking. And it would be amazing. Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Make sure you're doing the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. And that you have forgiven so that the light can take you over and get rid of the darkness. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Soul Conscious, Five Coffees, Jesse. Church was amazing. All is well when you don't think. Also, yeah. I have been practicing laying your weapons down.
The battle is over when you lay your weapon down. If there's no one in the ring to fight with, how will there be a fight? Don't fight with anyone about anything. You have to protect yourself physically if you get in a situation. But other than that, there's never, ever, ever a reason to fight. And there's never, ever, ever a reason to be angry, resentful, irritated, or anything. Just do it. You'll see what happens. So stay with it. Right on.
Eugene, Five Coffees. Good morning, Jesse and crew. I'm not against these cameras being put up. These days, we need cameras.
Well, we need a police back. We need to bring back the police, bring back Bail's Bond, and bring back locking these people up for committing these crimes and leave them there. It'll be all. You won't need a camera then. But thank you.
Base Nation asks.
Ask!
With a rumble rant.
You gotta know how to rumble.
What does meek mean?
Meek?
Yeah.
Give it up all your little will, all your little ego, all the anything. Just be weak. Weak. Admit it, let it be, and the spirit of truth will take over. Amazing. Thank you.
Bree K and the Wild Goat each gave five coffees with no messages.
Thank you all both. I appreciate it.
No more thoughts. Church was amazing. Something clicked about the biblical question. I should love everything my father loves. It's not my love anyway. That love is available for all without any conditions.
I rest my case. Absolutely. Stay with it. Stay with it. And check out the fellowship at RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Amazing.
Luke, three coffees. Is modern marriage a ritual? Appears rings are a symbol and ceremony is a ritual, and the men has to put the woman on a pedestal and kneel to her. What are your thoughts?
What's modern marriage?
Marriage nowadays.
Oh. Well, the guy should never be kneeling to the woman because when you do that, you make her your God. You've already made her your God. You got to kneel. Why don't you just bring her to your world without kneeling to her? And yes, the ring thing is not necessary. It's a way that the government make money off of you. The businesses make money. But it's about the money. Thank you.
Eric, love is not a strong word. There's no such thing as a strong word.
Amazing. Thank you.
The Hessian Hyena. Welcome, JLP show member. Nice.
Thank you for your support. Amazing.
Smetty. The family has reached almost $700,000 on GoFundMe, according to Smetty.
What family?
Well, this came around the time that we were talking about the Nolan Wells story.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Yeah, show me the money. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, the mind is blind. Gratitude isn't a feeling. It's a silent seeing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jamie, umbrellas joust along the street. Galoshes squash defeat. Puddles gossip at my feet. Monday just repeats. Rainy cloud emoji.
Okay.
Very nice. Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you. Amazing.
Beautiful poem.
Amazing poem.
Derek, do you believe God gives people understanding when they're meant to receive it? He gave me understanding after I was married. My wife was pregnant with our second son. Looking back, if he'd given me that understanding earlier, I don't think I would have ever desired it, marriage.
Well, understanding comes whenever you're ready for it. He will give it to you, even before marriage, if you want it. Most people don't want understanding. And so, but I don't know what you mean by understanding. But you're right in that if you had it before marriage, you wouldn't have gotten married. That's for sure. You most likely would not have gotten married because you would have everything. Nothing would be missing, so there would be no reason for marriage. Amazing. Thank you.
Jamie, two coffees. If Jesse, if America becomes communist, God forbid, you're going to have to change the saying of this side of heaven to this side of hell.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hannes, the great thing about America is the entrepreneurial spirit, the high work ethic, the high go-getter energy. It's in the air you breathe. Here in Ireland, it's not as common, unfortunately. God, I wish to be different. Praying white man's hands.
Amazing. Let your thoughts go and you'll be different. It's just thoughts. Die from the illusion. I got to stop there, hey?
We'll read the rest later, y'all. Thank you
all so much. Amazing. And thank you for your support as well. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Can you hear me, Jesse?
Yes, I can.
Here, let me get out of the wind. Hey, I was just going to say, I'm not too happy that Lindsey Graham passed away. I don't like to see anybody. But he was working with Zelensky. I'm going to have to call you back. I got a big windstorm coming.
Oh, okay. What the? Let me go to Ross out of New Jersey. Ross, you are on the air.
Good morning from the East Coast.
Hey, Ross.
How you doing today, Jesse?
All is well.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Did God give us our senses?
Did God give you what?
Our vision, our hearing, our touch, our taste, our senses.
If it didn't come from God, who else would it have come from?
Well, if he gave us our senses, isn't that where our battles always are? Between the senses, from what we hear to what we see, is the battle.
Do you believe that God gave you your senses?
I do, yes.
Oh, and so why is there a question?
Because he gave them to defend ourselves with and also to be able to show love.
By your senses?
By your senses, correct.
No, your senses just help you function physically.
Yeah, they tell you what you like and what you don't like.
No, your senses don't tell you that.
Yes, they do.
Well, I don't know what you mean. Maybe they do, but I don't quite
know. If you stick your hand in a fire, your senses will tell you that's not a good place to be.
But you would know that before you stick your hand in the fire.
That's only because you observed your life prior to that.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Thank you, Ross. I got to take a break. The hate news is coming. I'll be right back. Thank you, Ross. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
some serious mess going on in this hero world. I was mentioning last time on the Hake News in the last hour, and you heard earlier this hour, apparently the late 18-year-old Nolan Wells' parents, I think mother and maybe, I don't know, is it stepfather or what? Christine and Elmore Wansley talking to CNN. It's international news, this 18-year-old young black man who disappeared and then turned up dead on the shores, I guess, of some island off of Mississippi. And he was hanging out with white friends. And it's international news because of black hatred and false suspicion of white people, I think. The World Cup is over next week. England and Argentina are among the last four teams going into the finals or semifinals or whatever. And Egypt and Turkey had denied an LGBTQ cruise ship. It was forced to turn around along the Mediterranean by those countries, Egypt and Turkey. And, warning, public service announcement, PSA, do not microwave your Nedo toys. NEEDOH, capital N, capital D, toys, kids. All right? Don't microwave them. They may burst and burn you. The gel is like glue. It's hot. And you can't get it off. Getting that hot gel off may take your skin with it, leaving marks. Some pretty little girls getting scarred on their faces and hands and arms and lap. Don't do it. But if it does happen, towel with cool water. Clean towel, cool water. I don't know if the towel is supposed to be soaking wet or just damp or just put the water on. Run cool water. And then maybe go to the emergency room. Very likely need to go to the emergency room. And anyway, that's that. So Christine and Elmore Wonsley, this is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Female Monday, y'all. Ladies, you can call in and you may get priority. All right? There is one line open, 888-775-3773. On this coming final hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for today, and after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, that's my show, and then American Anchor Baby. That's the plan, man. But Christine and Elmore Wonsley can't sleep, according to CNN, I was telling you, since their 18-year-old son, Nolan Wells. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports this young man was found dead off of a popular barrier island off Mississippi's Gulf Coast. The Gulf of America, I guess that would be, right? Formerly known as the Gulf of Mexico. Christine Wansley told Commie Nonsense Network's Victor Blackwell on Saturday that her family is fighting for answers so they may find peace, supposedly, in knowing that they did everything possible to uncover the truth about their son's death. What a mess. Don't think that that'll give them peace. Anyway, World Cup. We're going to miss the World Cup when it's over next week, will we? Maybe, maybe not. England and Argentina advanced to the last four at the expense of Norway and Switzerland, who fell off. No games until Tuesday, tomorrow. It's time. So, I don't know. They're semifinalists. That cruise ship, two countries along the Mediterranean have denied entry to an LGBTQ cruise ship. It's an American so-called LGBTIQ cruise. Passengers are concerned about a rollback of their rights. And I looked into the story, and it looks like Turkey and Egypt, unless I read it wrong, have turned them around. And so they got to turn around because they denied them entry. And children are microwaving these gel-filled Nedo toys to soften them. The toy maker explicitly warns against that. And they're suffering some serious burns. Don't do that. Don't be sticking stuff in the microwave. Plastic and stuff. Anyway, King Charles recently met with his son Harry, formerly Prince Harry, and Meghan Markle, and his grandchildren, who are ages 7 and 5. And I think it's the first time he's met that whole family in like 4 years. Happy Father's Day, belated King Charles. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. And hi, y'all. Happy White History Month. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question, are you violating God's laws? Are you violating God's laws? Know thyself. You must know yourself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just don't have time to just watch the show, but you want to watch it, but you got to go and do what you got to do, you can still podcast and listen on your phone as it is happening right in front of your face by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight my brothers, my daddy, my uncles.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Deep in my soul. What a mess. It's time to overcome the lie by overcoming the lies of your imagination. When you overcome the lies of your imagination, you're done with lies. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Thoughts and emotions are lies, and they're not you. Let me go back to the busy phones, people that's been waiting for a minute here. Let me go to John first out of Texas. John, you are on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Jesse.
Yes, John.
How's
Happy
your
White History
Monday?
Month, John.
Yeah, how's your July? Happy White History Month.
Amazing. How about yours?
Not bad.
Nice.
I wanted to give you an update on the fourth batch of UFO files.
Oh, okay. You believe in UFOs?
I don't know.
You don't know if you believe they exist or not? They're real?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, you don't know, or yes, you do believe they're real?
Yes, I do believe.
That they're real?
Yes.
And why?
These batches of photos seems to confirm it.
And what are UFOs?
They're unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Right. And so do you believe they are? Well, go ahead. You have a new information about them. Go ahead.
The new information about them? So what just dropped in the batches?
Uh-huh.
They're just weird. Strange.
And they
okay, I can tell you like some of the features of them.
Okay, yes.
One of them is like a star. Like has 6 points like a star.
Oh yeah.
It's flying around.
I've seen that, yeah.
And they move up and down in interesting like ways.
Right.
But I don't know if I believe in them.
So you don't know if you believe they're real or not?
No, but I don't know what.
I thought you just said you did believe that they were real.
Well, it's hard to believe in them because I am one. I am an alien.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it, yeah. But it seems like my curiosity. I'm curious about them. That's all.
All right. I understand that. John, do you believe that? Have you ever heard or do you believe there's a dark hole in the earth?
I've never heard that. But I've heard that there's a hole where the floodwaters came out. And then the floodwaters went back into the hole.
I have a potential guest coming up on the Fallen State. I haven't interviewed him yet, but he believed that, and there are others who believe that there's a dark hole in the earth, and that in that hole, that these UFOs and that I don't want to quote him exactly because I'm just now finding this out. He believed that those things may be coming from there.
I don't know, but we'll see because they're not slowing down on the batches. I think they had a new batch last month. I think they're coming out each month.
Why did they keep this information, if you do know, why did they keep this information from us for so long?
Why would you, why would you give the information and why would you give it?
No, that's not the question.
Well, I don't know, but I'm answering the question. I'm saying, why would you give information that? Because information is power.
But right? If there were a UFO around, wouldn't you want to know that?
Exactly, I would. But they can now manipulate me because I do want to know that.
Oh, don't want it that badly.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I was just noticing the batches because they've been pretty consistent with it. At first, I didn't notice it, and then it's been pretty consistent, and I was like, and it drew my attention.
Right on. Well, we'll see what happens, John. At this point, I don't know, and I am paying attention to see what's happening.
So who's on the Fallen State Friday?
Well, no, I haven't interviewed him yet. He's a potential guest coming up. And it was interesting. I can't think of his name either, but he believed, and that these alien things are coming from that. There's an area somewhere in the world where there's a hole in the earth. He believed that, and I may not be quoting him exactly. I don't want to misquote him, but he believed there's a hole in the earth, and they're coming from there.
Oh, Jesse, I don't know about that, but why if there's like a whole bunch of different, they're all different UFOs, so if they're coming in a hole in the earth, like, I don't know what that could be, but is there time for the biblical question?
Could they be demons?
I don't know. I don't know. A friend of mine believes that, but I don't want to believe that.
Oh, okay. Are you violating God's laws?
I would say that I... Yes.
And
because
go ahead.
yes, I was. I have resentment, and I wasn't letting it go.
Why not?
I forgot about it.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate your response, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
You too, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Brady. Back to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, let's try it again.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Brady, your phone doesn't work inside your house?
No, I'm out in the desert, so the last couple of days we've been having super bad dust storms and the winds have been atrocious, so I'm in a safe spot right now.
You live in the desert?
Yes.
You live outside in the desert?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, why?
Utilities are cheap. I don't got rental payments every month. I have solar power. I have propane for my cooking and my lights. I'm not hooked into any grid or anything, so I'm off the grid. And I haven't had a payment or utility bill now for the last, 6 months when I finally disconnected all power from the power company.
That's amazing. So you have no wife or no children or anything?
Yeah, I'm unmarried with children. Yeah, I have two children.
Oh, okay. But they're adults?
Yeah, it's 127 and 116.
And so and then I want you to get to your subject matter, but what made you decide to live outside? You live in a tent?
I don't live in a tent. I got a couple houses. I got lots of land. But what I did is when I bought this property that I'm in now on the west rim of the Grand Canyon, I converted a chicken coop into my little casita. And that's what I live out of now. It's 14 by 14. I call it a casita, which is a small house, but it used to be a chicken coop.
That's amazing. But anyway, so, Lindsey Graham. Go ahead.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham. Isn't it kind of funny that they're telling you exactly how he died, an aorta burst and all this nonsense? The guy was over in Ukraine meeting with Zelensky. They're trying to put a 500% tariff on Vladimir Putin and the Russians. And like I told you guys last week, he's at the last stage where he's going to start nuking anybody who's in NATO. And Zelensky and Lindsey Graham were meeting at one of their drone facilities that they're launching. They're launching 400 or 500 drones from Ukraine into Moscow. They're killing all these innocent civilians. Not making the news too much here. You know, Ukraine good, Russia bad. But Lindsey Graham was taken out at one of those bomb-making facilities in the Ukraine area. And then he was flown back. And then they said, mysteriously, we got a heart attack victim, an aorta ruptured, a sudden illness. Isn't it kind of funny how they covered for him? But he had been in Ukraine now 3 or 4 times in the last 2 weeks. And again, John McCain and Lindsey Graham are the reason why this country is at war today, because they started in 2014, the Ukraine, it's called the Maidan Massacre, and the coup of Ukraine is still going on today. And that's what's happening now.
So you don't believe the story about the way he died?
No. Absolute nonsense.
Where's your proof that's not the way he died? Where's your proof?
The proof always comes out in the end, Jesse.
No, I'm asking you, where's your proof right now? So you've already...
I got a lot of this news from Al Jazeera, which is one of the most reputable...
Brady, where's your proof right now? And you're right, I don't know how he died. They said a heart attack, but I don't know. But where's your proof that he absolutely didn't die that way? That wasn't the cause of death. You seem to have proof that you made a decision already. Where'd you get proof that he didn't?
I'm not Sherlock Holmes, Jesse.
I'm not
Sherlock Holmes. I'm pretty good at reading through what's going on, and I'm a lot of times over in my life, I've been correct most of the time in what I say.
So let me just, but you don't have proof that that's the way, that he did not die that way?
Why are you presenting
that as absolutely proof and evidence?
Because they're covering up that our troops...
I know, but that's not the question. That's not the question.
Our government covers up everything, Brady. Everything is a lie. Yes, sir.
You don't know for sure how he died. I don't know. And they could be lying and it could be telling the truth. But how are you presenting it as though you know for sure that's not the way he died? And you don't
have proof, right?
You don't have proof, right?
Well, this is a news report that I heard. You got to take that news report like when you get one out there, even if it came from Al Jazeera or Russia. You got to run it through your noggin, your head. You got to do a little thinking.
No, but I'm going to ask you a different question. You don't know for sure how he died. How is it that you have a made-up mind that he didn't die that way, it was something else, instead of waiting and see?
Because I know what they're doing. They've been covering up for the Ukraine.
You don't know. You weren't there. You don't. Were you there?
No, but I know what happened.
No, you don't.
I don't have to be there.
How do you know? You weren't there.
I'm kind of like a psychic when it comes to things in reality.
That doesn't make sense, Brady.
I'm a psychic. I know you don't believe in psychics or thinking ahead or paranormal stuff. You talk about aliens and demons, but you don't want to give any credit to someone who is into the paranormal or the spiritualism and sees
things. But Brady, I want you to hear your own self. You said Lindsey Graham, they said he died of a heart attack or aorta problems or something like that.
Yeah, they're not going to put that on the radio.
You're saying that is not true, but you don't tell me how you know for sure. Do you have proof that it's not true? What's your proof that it's not true?
I have a report of what happened. Zelensky and Lindsey Graham were probably doing a whole bunch of fun stuff up their nose in Ukraine. Well, this is what I derive. When it comes up,
but you're just making up stuff in your mind.
Because I know what the truth is,
but you don't.
I do. I don't need to read it. I don't read it.
Maybe he died that way or maybe not, but you don't know what the truth is, Brady.
Yes, I do.
All right.
Yes, I do. And the thing is, when you get all your information from AR, a news report, just as they told you that he had a hole in his heart, an aorta burst, that's nonsense. He probably got a missile fragment that went right through his heart from Russia with love.
But Brady, I got to run. You don't know if that's true or not, but thank you.
Oh, I bet it is.
All right, buddy.
I bet it is.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. Amazing. See how you can be deceived in the mind? What's wrong with saying, I don't know? What's wrong with having a wait and see? Okay, they say he had a heart attack. I don't know. It's not that important anyway. But how about wait and see instead of just throwing out assumptions? And then other people who don't think for themselves, they'll believe it. They'll start repeating it as though it's true. And then they get the thrill from thinking that it's true, even though they know they just heard somebody else say it. Let me go to first time caller out of Minnesota, John. John, a first time caller, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing?
All is well, John.
Hey, Jess, I just wanted to call you and give an update on my life.
Okay.
I did some counseling under you.
Uh-huh.
And I've watched your show, and I've been a big fan for years. And since I've got counseling with you, my life has turned around dramatically. I recently got a job at a park locally as a maintenance manager, and 3 weeks in, I'm now the GM of that park. And if it wasn't for like God and your guidance, then I would have never been ready for that.
That's amazing. Right on. Congratulations on a new job. And if you stay with the job, it gets clearer and clearer and clearer.
Yeah, and it's just I'm doing all the hard work, and I'm doing, you know, the silent prayers and always keeping present.
Right on.
Both me and my wife are. We listen to your show daily. But there's one thing that I want to ask you about.
Okay.
Is so in this new position that I have, I have quite a few people who are under me. And, of course, there's some that, I mean, when I look at them, I just see, you know, a demon looking back at me through their eyes. They say, you know, really vindictive things. And, like, I was telling my wife this morning, I'm like, you know, this person said this and this to me, trying to get a rise out of me, and I just stay silent. I'm observing them. As if it's not them doing it, you know,
yes.
You know, but it's becoming more difficult. Like I've been working 80 to 100 hours a week trying to get things straightened out, and I'm really feeling the pressure, and I keep asking the Lord to put the armor around me and shield me from this stuff. And I'm just wondering if there's any advice that you could give me, being that you run a business and being a man of God.
How do you know they're looking, why are they looking at you that way?
So when we'll be in a conversation in a meeting, like this just an example. And I'll be like, well, I want to work with every single person. You know, all the staff, I want to get time to work with every single person one-on-one. And this one person who's one of the assistants said, I don't want to work with you, John, and just glared at me and said, what are you going to do, fire me? And I just, in my head, I said, gross, because that was a stab.
Well, when that happened, don't react to it at all. And just don't argue with them back at all, and just take it one day at a time and see what happens.
That's all that I'm trying to do, Jesse.
That's all you need to do. Just be you. Be yourself. Do what you got to do. Why are you working so many hours?
It's such a mess. So they fired the old manager, and it was a mess. This person was running it like it was their own business, you know, like it was their own park, so to speak. And she was very toxic and rude to people. And so there's nobody there that's really working on themselves that I can tell,
right.
You know? So it's just every time I drive by somebody, I try to leave the park or whatever, I get bombarded. And I'm taking arrows from every direction. I kind of feel like Donald Trump right now.
I recommend, don't judge them back. You just be aware, and you be yourself. Don't try to save them religiously, and don't try to preach to them or anything. Don't judge them. Just see what you see, and just take it one person, one day at a time.
That's exactly what I've been doing. I'm off today, and I'm just kind of recharging my batteries.
Yeah.
Staying present with the Lord.
Yeah.
Praying constantly about people. But Jesse, I wanted to tell you that there's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one. In my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work. And I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. And do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that, and you'll be fine no matter what.
All right, Jesse, I appreciate that.
Amazing. Happy White History, Mike. Congratulations.
Amazing, brother. Right. Happy White History Month.
Thank you, John. Amazing.
Thank you. Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
All right.
One step at a time, folks. Stay present. You'll see there's a power that's not yours, but it's in you, and it's amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Virginia and talk to AJ. AJ, you are on the air. AJ?
Hello.
AJ?
1 second. Let me take you up speaker.
All right. Hold on, AJ. Jared, let me know when he's ready. 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. Super, super, super. Oh, okay. He's busy right now. We'll come back to him. I want to, before, I really want to give you this story, showing you how evil operates. All right? Let me first go back to AJ. I think, you ready now, AJ?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's much better. Go ahead. From Virginia.
Perfect, perfect. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, AJ. Amazing.
Amen, amen. So I'm calling. I have actually came up with a few questions, but I want to answer the biblical question first.
Are you violating God's laws?
Am I say it again? I'm sorry.
Are you violating God's laws?
Violating, right? Like meaning
violating.
Like breaking.
Violating.
Yes. Gotcha. Only when I'm unconscious, when I'm in my thoughts. But if when I am present, no, I'm not.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Perfect. So can I ask a couple questions? Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. So Jesse, I have many brothers, anyways, but I have one particular brother who's younger than I am, and
how old is he?
Recently, he's 36, and
okay.
I'm 43.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, he's really, you know, really, he has this hate for Israel. Okay, he's one of those guys who is caught up in the hate for Israel right now. I've had many discussions with him, and I was trying to find out why. And, you know, he doesn't have anything to provide outside of, you know, what social media and everyone else is referring to.
Right.
But anyways, yeah. He randomly, like, you know, sends me, you know, videos and clips of you know, people, you know, talking smack, talking hatred towards Israel, you know, and a lot of the times, you know, I don't respond, you know, and sometimes I respond, you know, by explaining to him, you know, depending on who's the person he's sending me.
Hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. James.
Yes.
What's open now?
Scratch off.
Oh, yeah. Scratch off of Pure.net. There it is. I got it when I come out. You tell me Elvis Presley's first name.
Am I supposed to look it up, or am I supposed to know it?
I guess you have to look it up. Somebody said they were a family. They called into the show just now and told Derek to tell me Elvis. They told Derek to tell me what Elvis Presley's first name was. I'll be right back, folks. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-77-JESSE. 888-775-3773. Don't forget to support us. We need your financial support. And now it's summertime. Don't forget why you're traveling to support, or if you're not traveling. And for those who are already supporting, thank you. You can make a check or money order out to Bond if you want to mail it in. B-O-N-D. And send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Or just go to jlptalk.com. jlptalk.com, or scan the QR code to support Bond. Scan the QR code. And thank you all in advance, all right? It is tax deductible. Hey, you found out, so a family member, someone called in to the show, and he said that he was a family member of Elvis Presley. The guy that's saying, Lord have mercy, I feel my temperature rising higher and higher. My temperature rising.
Yes.
And he said he was a family member. He said that Elvis' first name, I believe, is Aaron. And, James, you looked it up.
Well, that's his middle name. It was his middle name. Mm-hmm. Elvis Aaron Presley. All right. And he was...
I just thought his name was Elvis.
Yeah. I thought so, too. And I could never remember the spelling of Presley. But it's one S, one L... Stuff like that.
So his first name is
Elvis.
Was. Oh, it was?
Mm-hmm. According to AI, okay, info may be false.
Elvis Aaron.
Yeah.
What does Elvis mean?
I don't know. I haven't asked.
Okay.
But a fun fact, I guess, if you want to call it fun.
Yeah.
About his name, he had an identical twin brother who was stillborn, meaning born dead.
Right.
And named, that brother was named Jesse Garon. G-A-R-O-N. And so Elvis's middle name, Aaron, was spelled just A-R-O-N. No double A, like Aaron is normally spelled
right.
in the Bible. But later on in his life, in 1966, he told his father he wanted to be spelled the biblical way because he didn't want to be kept out of heaven on a technicality. He's Christian.
So they changed it to A-A?
Yeah, he had it legally changed, I guess, to A-A. R-O-N.
Amazing.
His middle name. But your friend who, or whoever called with this special information may be different from what this is.
Yeah, he called. He said he was a family member of Elvis.
Okay.
And that his name was Aaron.
Yeah. You know who knew Elvis?
Who?
Your friend, Pat Boone.
Oh, yeah. He did.
Yeah. They exchanged, they traded places on the charts. They were competing with each other kind of on the charts, yeah. Although I don't know if they meant to be competing.
Amazing.
And Elvis liked to go visit Pat Boone because Pat Boone had a wife and children, and the children would run up to Elvis and get out of the swimming pool and run up to Elvis.
Amazing.
Nice.
Plus, I've gone to Pat Boone house too. It's just fun.
Yeah.
It's homely. it is country, and it's fun to visit.
Yeah.
Amazing. Nice. Well, thank you, Elvis Presley, family member,
yeah.
for that 411. I appreciate it. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
I feel my temperature rising. Let me go back to AJ out of Virginia. AJ.
Yeah.
So you have this brother who, as you said, hate Israel, and your question about it is what?
So, yeah, so, you know, I've had many conversations about with him about, you know, the hate that he has for them. And mind you, too, he hates our father. That's another thing, too. So I've explained to him how, you know, he has to forgive and allow things to... You know, to be, and
so he hates your earthly father.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Our father, so we had the same father,
right?
So.
Okay.
And I understand why, but you know, because I've had the same, I've went through the same things that he's went through. It's
gone
just
through.
That I've overcome.
Right on.
And yeah, so I understand why I'm not. You know, I have no issues with him. Just to be clear, but anyways, so he constantly sending me these messages, and you know it's irritating in some cases. I don't know why it irritates me, but it does. So the last time he sent me something, you know, I you know within a minute, like I just reacted to it in terms of, you know, I sent him a message back and said, I says you are a hateful individual, you have no love. And please stop sending me messages like this. And that was it, right? I sent that message to him, and he responds back, laugh out loud, LOL. You know, he says, I was just sharing information, you know, with you. That's what he said. Then I responded saying, I didn't respond immediately. I had to think it through. It's like, so was I too harsh? Was I too... strong. What do you think about that, by the way?
You're asking me?
Yes, that's a question.
I don't understand. Oh, you should not do it to one, but you already know how he feels about Israel, and you
yeah.
know why. Why even communicate with him at all? You can't convince him that he's wrong for hating Israel. Why do you even communicate with him at all about it? Why you like the thrill of arguing with him or communicating with him at all about it? Why do you like that thrill?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, I don't like it, so I haven't in the past ignored it.
But why do you just stop then?
Yeah, for some reason, because I usually don't respond, right? And in the past, you know, I mean, I have responded, but I usually don't respond. I haven't been responding lately. And for some reason that day, you know, I did respond, and it was, and the response was that, you know.
And you saw that he laughed at you because he got the thrill and reaction that he needed from you so he could feel right.
Yeah.
Or feel alive. I would suggest, as long as you live, never, ever, ever try to prove anything to anyone about anything. Don't try to prove anything. They don't want it. If they wanted to know the truth, they would know.
I agree. I'm realizing there's no way you can't help anyone.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've realized that. Just going through what I'm going through. Again, well, the real question is, and I agree with you.
Communicating with him about it. Let him think what he wants. Wish him well. Don't judge him. and you live your life. You're not responsible for his life.
Okay. But was that wrong to respond that way?
Yes.
Okay.
You did it for the thrill of it.
Yeah, like I'm better.
Uh-huh. You're trying to prove you're right and he's wrong. He's right and he's trying to prove to you he's right and you're wrong. And two devils are fighting.
Wow. I didn't even see it that way until just now. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. I had another question. I'm having a difficult time. When I say I'm having a difficult time, I know how to do it, but you know, I have to kind of slow down to do it, being present throughout the day. When I'm slowing things down, I'm able to do that, you know. But things that I have to do, you know, require me to, you know, for the most part, to any task I have to do, I have to complete it, you know, not as slow as I needed to be able to be present, right? So I'm having a hard time staying present throughout the day. That's one. My question is, would it make sense for me to just do the silent prayer throughout the day, you know, not only at night and in the morning?
Well, number one, you have to slow down because if you don't slow down, you won't be able to be still and start seeing clearly. And number two, you should practice being present at all times. You know, you do it at night before bed, you get good rest. You do it the first thing in the morning, you start to see how to go through your day without all that mess. And then, but during the day, always bring your mind back to you. Bring your mind back to your body. Be aware of your body and be aware of what you're doing and where you are at all times, and you'll be fine. It'll just, you'll naturally live that way eventually.
Yeah, just say what you're saying is stay with it. It doesn't matter how many. Yeah, okay.
If you had to bring your mind back, you go unconscious. Let's say you forget to be present 1,000 times a day. 1,000 times you come back to your body, be present.
Gotcha. Even if you had that gap of like an hour that you weren't present.
Right. Absolutely. Just realize you went unconscious for an hour, but don't make it a big deal. Don't judge what you think is yourself for doing it. Because evil tell you, you're not conscious. You're supposed to be all conscious. And it wants you to say, oh, stupid me, I'm not conscious. Don't do that at all. No. Just simply come back to present. That's all.
Okay.
Without an opinion, do not cooperate with it at all. And eventually you won't have to keep bringing it back because you'll find yourself being more and more present because you're losing the darkness of their thoughts, you're overcoming them. So it'll get easier eventually. But for now, just stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jesse. I appreciate everything you're doing. I'll give you a call in the near future.
Okay. And again, I highly recommend, don't try to prove anything to anyone. Don't try to save anyone. You just live your life. You're only responsible for your life. You're not your brother's keeper. Mm-hmm. And you just don't judge them because they have the life that they want, whether it's misery or unhappiness, suicide, or whatever it is, or happiness. That's the life they want. And so you should just wish them well. And you just live your life.
Gotcha. So don't even debate with them. Just accept what it is.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's say you start a conversation, and then they don't want to hear. Then you're done with the conversation. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. What if they brought up a conversation, and you know, I know where it leads to. Would it make sense for me just to change the subject, or?
And you can just drop it. You don't have to communicate at all. And when you see that they're trying to pull you down this dark road with them, just drop it. You don't have to continue to talk about it at all. Just don't get angry at them. Say what?
Don't respond.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Because evil people love thrills, and their whole life is about getting a thrill from themselves and their imagination or from others, and they call that life.
Yeah.
Not seeing that it's really death.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Stay with it.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Amazing. Bye now. Super.
Super chat.
244 gold pills from Pastor Chatelet on pilled.net saying church was amazing.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. Stay with it. Appreciate it. And thank you for your support.
Denbro is a monthly supporter on Rumble. Denbro.
Oh, thank you.
He says, I get why Jesse don't play with conspiracy theories because they come from thoughts, but doggone, they're fun. Ha ha.
Doggone, I feel my temperature rising. Amazing. Thank you.
Nick LeBoy, White History shout out, Nikola Tesla.
Right on.
Hey.
Shout out.
Nikola Tesla.
Right on.
Pardon me if I'm butchering his name, but I think that might have been how he pronounced it, too. He was Serbian-American.
He created a Tesla?
No.
What did he do?
He invented AC power, according to Nick LeBoy. Okay, I don't know if this is true, but he did harness it. And remote control, wireless Wi-Fi, wireless electricity. Wi-Fi, X-rays, Tesla coil, the Tesla coil / valve, induction motor, neon lights, or at least he played with neon lights, hydro and bladeless turbine, and more.
Amazing. Thank you.
He was an inventor. A great inventor.
White Houston shout out. Right on, Mr. Tesla.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick LeBoy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sion. Good morning, Jesse Forever.
Good morning, Sion.
Jesse Forever, I know it's your job, but I don't like it when you're nice to your female guests. I have to stop being so territorial. LOL. Many laughing faces with tears. You're Jesse. You're not just some guy. My bad. I thought you were great. Now there's another thought I have to work on. Have a good day.
Don't be jealous. I love you. Don't be jealous. All right? Let the thoughts pass. What? Amazing. Thank you, C.I.
Jamie, why are women and children evacuated first in a disaster? So we can think about a solution in silence.
What the? Thank you.
Very
amazing
nice
point.
Nikki, comment allez-vous, Jesse?
Si, comment allez-vous.
Have you ever noticed when couples fight and try to make up, the first thing that I'll say is, I love you. How dumb is that? Laughing with sweat.
They say, I love you, then they make up. And as soon as the makeup thing is done, they fight again. What the?
Terrible.
What a mess. You're right about that. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Let's see here. I want to I want to get to that story that someone super chatted about, that illegal alien that was caught.
Oh, yeah.
But I won't have time for that. But Hake played on his show, The Hake Report, last Friday, a black guy asking his white wife, grandmother, what she thought of him. And I thought it was an amazing video. I want to know what y'all think of this. A black content creator asked his white wife, grandmother, what she really thought about him. Watch this from Instagram.
What was your first impression of me,
babe? First impression of what?
Of me.
Of you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I wasn't happy. I really wasn't happy. But you want the truth?
I want the truth. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Give me the truth.
I really wasn't happy that she was dating a man of another color. I want her to stay. I'm being honest with you now, so you want to get mad at me, you'll just have to get mad at me. But before I finish, and then you can chew me out if you want to. But I really wasn't happy with her dating a man of another color. You weren't the first guy that she dated of another color. There was another guy. And I wasn't happy with him at all. I mean, I just detested him. He treated her terribly. And then when y'all got married, I still wasn't happy that she married into the black family. But I will tell you right now, with a true heart and a true spirit, I was wrong. I was very, very wrong. I don't know of another man other than my husband, and I had to beat the hell out of him. But I don't know of another person that I admire as much as I admire you, and love as much as I love you.
Thank you,
take
Granny.
Care of my families.
Thank you, Granny.
You take care of my family so beautifully and do so much for me and my son. But I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you like a son.
Love you too, Granny.
And there's nothing I won't do for you.
Love you too, Granny.
You're a wonderful, wonderful person.
Thank you.
I wish white, black, and all were as good as you are.
Oh, thank you.
Amazing. What do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
Nice.
Nice? Meaning what?
Yeah. It's funny. I was just reading this thing on X of how the most racist person, edgelord, who says the N-word will probably still help, like, a old black lady pick up her groceries and, like, be nice. Anyway, I don't know. It's just nice. Whatever. She's being honest.
Amazing. What do you think of Hank?
That's cute.
I thought that this woman is phony as an $8 bill. She don't love him. If he was not doing for her or her son what this other guy did not do, would she like him then? She like him because she getting what she getting from him, not because of anything else. She didn't like the other boyfriend because he was all bad. He didn't do anything for them, right? But now that this black, and at first she was just liking this black guy until he started doing something for she and her son. That ain't love. This is only lying, in my opinion. That's not love. You've done so much for me and my son, and now love. It's all about her.
Still judging.
If that other black guy had lick boots like that, she'd be loving him too.
Judging is good and judging is bad.
Right. What a mess. I ain't fall for that. So, it was all about her. What did the comments say about it?
Oh, I have them.
People commented on this.
That's true.
What was your first impression of me, babe?
Pardon me.
Oh, you don't have them?
No, I do have them. Just give me
a second. But this lady phony is all about her. It ain't about her daughter or this black guy. It's about her.
This one guy says she is 100% sincere with what she said.
No, she's not.
That being said, she almost said the whole letter C come out of her mouth. Let the whole letter C come out of her mouth whilst restraining herself from saying colored. And a laughing face sideways and front ways.
Amazing.
Several of them. And another gal said, in my eyes, these are the conversations that we need to have. She was taught by the generation before hers that people who look different from her aren't worthy. If more people can just open their darn eyes, she didn't say darn, and say I was wrong, I think that's a step in the right direction.
But she's saying that because the man doing stuff for her and her son.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I was just talking to Angry Baby because he showed both of the comments. Nice.
That's it?
Yep.
Amazing. This woman is about her, and every ego is about themselves. You've done so, I love you. You've done so much for me and my son. At first, I ain't like you either. She married to the color family. Wait, I don't know if she said color, but. and she married, involved with another black guy before that. But I ain't like you at first either. But Lord, after you done all this, you done for me and my son, I can understand you. I love you. Will you love him when he stopped doing for you and just take care of his wife? We're going to see what happens then. This ain't love, and she doesn't love him. Amazing. I am out of time. What do you think about that, Hank?
I pretty much agree that she's, you know, that this is how they get the gays into people's acceptance too, because the gays act all nice,
yeah,
and then the family is like, oh well, I love my family, and plus they're nice, type stuff.
Amazing.
But it's all phony and surface level.
My producer, he black. He said, I thought about it, and it's fine. Men are supposed to provide, not for somebody else, though. For his own family, man. What the? She had a husband. He should have taken care of her.
She said she had to beat the H out of her husband.
Right. And that's why she didn't like the first man that her daughter had. And she really don't like this one. Except he's giving to her the son. What? I'm out of time. Forgive. Don't hate. Don't judge. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mama and your father. Hate coming up now. And after the hate report, the American Anchor Baby. Thank you all for your financial support as well. I gotta go. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.